The Clean Air Act required states that have counties with smog levels above a federal standard set in 1997 to file a cleanup plan by last June. Wisconsin and several other states didn't do so. So this week, the EPA said the offending states have 18 to 24 months before there are restrictions on businesses and a loss of federal highway funds. Cheryl Newton is acting director of the Air Pollution Program at EPA regional offices in Chicago. She says her agency started the sanction clock because having an ozone reduction plan is important.
These are very critical plans because they define how the state is going to achieve attainment and provide air quality protective of public health.
Newton says Midwest states have asked their air pollution directors to go back and redo some of the computer modeling to support their cleanup or attainment plans. She says the EPA thinks the states will file plans before the sanctions begin. In Milwaukee yesterday, Governor Doyle said he didn't know about the sanction clock and said someone would get back to us. No one called. But the state chapter of the Sierra Club did comment. Director Jennifer Fireherm says the state made a big mistake last summer.
In place of the plan to help clean up the southeastern counties, what we saw was a letter from the governor that stated clearly that our counties no longer have dirty air. And that was in the middle of a string of health advisories last June.
The DNR has said some recently passed clean air rules will help cut pollution. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.